let him touch your face. Don't let him touch your face.
One of the songs that kept me going during the pandemic, yes. Randy Newman with Stay Away. It's 8:45 and you're listening to the Friday Morning Show. I'm not John Bauer.
You are.
Wow. I'm Heidi Holton.
And I'm John Bauer.
That's right. You know, the COVID-19 pandemic began. It wore on. There was all this uncertainty. There was a lot of emotional toll. Now 55% of Minnesotans have gotten the vaccine. Numbers are down. Mask mandates have gone away. Life is starting to go back to normal. But it doesn't exactly feel like normal. Lisa Joy Hess is a mixed media and fiber artist. She's a dynamic presenter and a certified infection preventist. I know I don't know how to say that. There we go. Thank you. She lives in the woods of northern Minnesota. She's come out with a workbook, Getting Past the Pandemic, Exercises for Healing the Emotional Trauma of COVID-19. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah. So I just want to say, so you called me, I don't even remember when this was, you called at the station and talked about this new project you were doing. And it was so helpful to me because I don't think we always had words for describing what we were all going through. And to hear from you that it had affected you so greatly and that it was okay that I felt strange and off kilter during the pandemic. I just want to thank you for that phone call. That helped me a lot that day.
Well, and thank you. And that's exactly why I wrote the book, because I really saw that there was a need for this and felt it myself. And so that's why I wanted to share this, because I think there's a lot of healing that's going to need to happen after this time.
Yeah, I think we're in the stage right now where people think, oh, it's just great, we can just all do everything. And you're not paying attention to like what has happened for 14 months.
Exactly.
And I also feel like we're just kind of psychologically have been abused a little bit. And I think we're going through that recovery phase too, just even if it's remembering things and just getting back to a sense of normalcy.
That's right. John always says he's starting to get his memory back now.
Seriously.
You said that this morning, and I absolutely agree with that. When the stress of the pandemic has caused us to, you know, lower our cognitive function, and we're just trying to survive. And so, you know, I think we're all losing our car keys a little bit more, and you know, things like that. We just can't remember, like, what are we doing today? I don't even remember.
Yeah, what's her name?
You know, the names. Or, yeah.
For me, it was the time. Like, I couldn't understand how much time had passed.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember when I did things. You know, it seemed like it was like 2 weeks ago, and it turned out it was 6 months ago.
Or you think you did something, and you thought it was yesterday, but it was actually this morning. You know, seriously, that happens a lot.
So Lisa's book is called Getting Past the Pandemic, Exercises for Healing the Emotional Trauma of COVID-19. So how was it for you as we began that pandemic? This is the field that you are in, and what was it like?
So I can just explain that as an infection preventionist, I have specialized training in infection prevention and emergency preparedness, and I actually have certification in infection prevention. So I really felt like I had a sense from the beginning of what this was going to mean, and actually just going back over it, it's really emotional for me. Mm-hmm. You know, people would ask me, well, you know, I think it'll be over in a couple months, or I think it'll be over by May. And I'd say, well, maybe May 2022, and people would look at me with this look in their eyes, and I realized I couldn't really tell people what I thought was going to happen. But, you know, from my experience and my training, my feeling was that this was going to be a multi-year event, and was going to be really traumatic for people. And when we say trauma doesn't necessarily mean that you had an assault or something, you know, really, really, you know, bad physically happened to you. Trauma comes in very different forms, and I think we need to trust ourselves to know when we've experienced trauma, and not, you know, not say, well, it's not minimize it because it doesn't fit what we think the definition should be. So in the beginning, I really felt the weight of the challenges that were going to be coming up for us during this pandemic.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you worked through it and why you created this workbook.
So what happened to me is, you know, and I really appreciated some of the work, John, that you've done about being open about mental health and those kinds of issues. And, you know, I'll just say I've had, I call it my lifelong journey with anxiety and depression and PTSD. And at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, I really wanted to be there for, you know, in my position, and my body just had other ideas. I did have a severe exacerbation and was actually put out of work by my healthcare worker, or my medical provider actually did put me on a leave of absence. So that was really difficult for me. But as part of that recovery process, which, you know, involved, you know, multiple things, meditation, medication, therapy, I also did start doing these exercises. So what I would do is I would, writing is always very therapeutic for me, but I don't like to just write a narrative. So I would write a sentence on a piece of paper, and then I would color around it and make circles and underline things. And then I would write another sentence, and then I would draw some more color. And then as I would do this, I would start to realize that this was really helping me work out my issues. And I just kept buying more and more paper to, I have a big stack. I've kept it all, but I found this really, really therapeutic. And so I decided, at some point I just thought, you know what? Well, actually it was my friend Christine who said, you really need to get this out there because people need this. And so at some point I decided that, yeah, I'm just going to write a book. I'm going to go for this and throw it out there because I think this could really help other people.
So since you knew so much about this because of the position you're in, was it kind of a curse to know too much?
I think it was, because a lot of people just, they didn't know what was coming. And what I would eventually say is they'd say, well, Lisa, what do you think is going to happen? Hmm. Or how long do you think it's going to go on? And I would say, well, tell me what you think. How do you think it's long it's going to be? Well, I think, you know, by September, it'll be fine. Okay, well, let's get to September and let's see how it is by then. And, you know, people just couldn't take the whole bite. You know, they couldn't take it all in a, they had to just take little nibbles of it. And so I tried to let people absorb as much of it as they could at the time, but yet was very afraid for what this, you know, how long this was going to go on and how people were going to get through it emotionally. And I look at myself, I said the other day, I said, I was the canary that really, I was the one that really went out first. And now I feel like I'm in a good space. And this is now when I'm seeing people. I think you'll talk to people, you'll see that look in their eyes. And people are really struggling right now. This is when it's really catching up with people. We've soldiered on and now we've got a break. And now it's like, wow, it's really hitting us.
Was your leave of absence helpful? Was it the right thing to do?
It was absolutely the right thing to do. It was difficult to take that. It ended up being about 8 weeks. And, you know, you can understand that this is your job and you're supposed to be doing this, and yet you have a breakdown. But just as if I had appendicitis or had broken my toe or any other medical issue that had put me out, it was really not under my control. And so I needed the proper treatment to get myself back to a place where I could go back to work. And then be in a position where I could really help staff and patients stay safe.
We're talking about Lisa Joy Hess's new book that is out. It's called Getting Past the Pandemic, Exercises for Healing the Emotional Trauma of COVID-19. John and I are kind of sharing it, and we do have a couple of copies to give away to our listeners as well. But we are doing the workbook, but I wonder if you could kind of describe what it's about. Is it work?
So, you know, it's work in a sense, but it's therapeutic. It's also really kind of art and play is how I think about it. So the exercises will take you from before the pandemic happened, asking you to think about your life before you knew anything about it, and then really takes you through different stages of the pandemic up to the point where we are now, where we're really not sure where things are going to be. And so some of the exercises are like, you know, did you take part in any hoarding? Is one exercise. How did this disrupt our education system, either for you personally, or how do you think education is going to change for us as a society? Sick of your own cooking, like how did cooking and your relationship with food change? I know all my clothes shrank during the pandemic. So that's kind of a mystery to me how that happened, that they all shrank. But then what there's a little narrative with each of those, and then some, probably, you know, up to half a dozen little writing prompts. So you can start the writing process, and then the pages along with that have little squares on them, and you can write in the squares and color around them. And Heidi was showing me some of the work that she'd done, and I just love it. I just love to see what other people are doing and how they're exploring through writing and art, working through that therapeutic process.
Yeah. The first part, I don't even remember. John's got it in front of him. What's the,
it's practice. And it says this week I spent a lot of time thinking about, and will the virus come back?
Yeah.
One of the things.
Yeah. That was the first thing I wrote. And then, did my normal doodles around that and colored it in. And
the giant rift in the world. This makes me think finding balance, looking to friends for deep family ties. I would like to go back to something that I can't explain. It's the food thing you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Food almost became, I know it didn't for you, Heidi, but food almost became uncomfortable. You didn't know what to make. We're eating the same thing all the time. I don't know if that makes any sense, but food became troublesome. Not that it wasn't anything to eat, but it was just, I don't know what, at least for me it was.
Yeah, and I kind of relate to that too. We do a lot of home cooking. I do almost all my cooking from scratch. And at some point it's like, you know what? I just want to get a pizza. Mm-hmm. I just want to eat a frozen pizza every day, because I think part of it, even though cooking can be very relaxing, it could also be very stressful. So we had so many stresses. It's like, I just want comfort food. I know I've really discovered cheese popcorn. Cheese popcorn.
Oh, that's my thing
that
too, Lisa.
It's bad. You know, but you know, we're doing what we can, and we need to be gentle with ourselves for sure.
Yeah. And it's, you know, so I started baking bread. I'd never done that by scratch before. My brother's wife was also doing the same thing. And then I would talk to my brother about what the smells meant to us, because our dad was the one who baked bread in our family, but we had never done it. And so it was a great thing, but it was also like, I was making it like every 3 days probably, because that would be our dinner. My husband, I, you know, just hot bread out of the oven with butter, you know, and it just, oh my gosh, it helped so much. But then it also changed too. Like, okay, I don't need to make bread that often, you know, and now I've got to kind of work on that a little bit. But it was really interesting. I don't know if I would have made all those connections in a different time, if I had learned to bake bread at a different time, to like what the smells meant to me.
And there's just so much about all the different aspects and stages of the pandemic that have affected our lives. And I think of some of them are almost like little slivers. And so, you know, either there's good things or bad things, but addressing them now is better than letting them fester and then wondering why we're having these panic attacks a year from now, because we haven't dealt with the trauma and integrated it into our experience.
So Lisa, is anything good come about for you because of the pandemic?
My meditation practice, it's a non-negotiable in my life, and it's absolutely, getting back to that has absolutely changed my life. And my therapist has been really instrumental in that too. Just realizing what's important and what things aren't important, and not doing things that are important to me, and not being so influenced by external opinions.
And for me, it's been trying to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
More kind.
Making connections more.
Yeah, just trying to be nice when everybody's struggling, even yourself.
Yeah. Those poor grocery workers, you know, always be nice to them.
Gosh.
Always be nice to them.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we are grateful to have this conversation with you today. And I think it's going to be so, I don't know if other people have started using the workbook yet or if it's just out, but
it's out on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon. There's some completed exercises there. I also have a website. It's called bitchybigsister.com. Sorry, you'll have to go to bitchybigsister.com to see that, but you can see more examples there. I will be at the Lyric Art Gallery the first Thursday in July for their art walk at 5:00. I'll be doing a free exercise there, hoping to do some other local events, and hoping to have a new version coming out. I'm working with my 14-year-old niece on a version for teenagers.
Aww.
One quick question. Was there a difficulty coming up with the picture for the front of the book?
No, I just knew that that's exactly what I wanted. So many masks on the ground, and I just took a picture of a mask on the ground, and there it was.
There you go.
Lisa Joy Hess, it's called Getting Past the Pandemic, Exercises for Healing the Emotional Trauma of COVID-19. If you would like a copy, we've got a couple available, thanks to Lisa's generosity.
Thanks, Lisa.
You can call us at 800-662-5799. Let's talk when the... about the teenage version too, when that comes to be.
I would love to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See ya.
This is the Friday Morning Show. It's KAXE KBXE.